Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here we go. 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 This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Dawson. Pow, pow. And indeed, pow.
And I am Sam Delaney. So what?
Here we are. It's another one of our On The Road podcast episodes, which gives us an excuse to knock one out that's a bit shorter than the usual ones. We are backstage at 2 North Down, at King's Cross in London, where we're going to do two shows later on. And we're doing this part one. Backstage while we're kind of just getting into the
what
mood.
We like to do is, as we warm up for a gig backstage, first of all we join hands,
yes,
and we say a prayer. Now the prayer is to a higher power. That could be, it might be mean different things to me and Andy.
We've never revealed what our higher power is to each other,
no,
have we?
We've got different visions of it, you know. Yeah, it might be a big man with a white beard in the sky.
It could be a massive ox.
It could be an eagle, a golden eagle. It could be more of just a fire. I mean, my mate Darren from next door, who I've probably talked about before, he was my digging compadre, and the first man to dream of digging a tunnel all the way to Disneyland. So quite an important figure.
A pioneer.
An important figure in British modern history in some ways. But he told me, this is another interesting thing he told me, that he had once seen God.
Wow.
He asked me once, do you believe in God? And I was like, nah, fuck off, mate. You must be joking.
I'm nine now. Why would I believe in God anymore?
Yeah.
You idiot.
Fuck that. All right. And he went, I said, well, do you? And he went, yeah, of course I do. And I went, why? And he goes, because I've fucking seen him, ain't I, mate? Fucking hell, have you? What did he look like? Was it a bloke or what? And he went, no, it was just a fire.
Oh.
And I went, oh, that's amazing. And I was, but then I thought to myself, but hang on a minute. How did he know it wasn't just a fire?
How did God identify
did
himself?
Did he talk to it? He said, yeah, he identified himself as God.
Oh, God.
Hello. I am God.
You might think you're looking at a fire right now, but this fire speaks. That's because this fire is God.
This is no ordinary fire. Oh, no siree.
Do you have any questions at this stage?
Do you have a pen? Before I start, I must stress, this is not, I repeat, not a Ponzi scheme. I am God.
This is not a Ponzi fire. This is legitimate.
So he said it was a fire.
Did the fire do any tricks?
Can't remember. It was just sort of like, I was at the age of, I wasn't yet Britain's best journalist when he told me this. So I wasn't yet, my skills of, you know, asking people difficult questions and drilling right to the heart of the subject.
Nature hadn't really kicked in.
Yeah, I didn't quite have the tools, so I just sort of shrugged and, like, you know, took it. I think I probably thought,
fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to, he was quite a volatile individual, Darren. Yeah, I didn't want to antagonise him by going,
yeah,
I just sort of thought, this is obviously something that's important to him.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to go with it.
Fair enough. Grey Jill Zone. You can't even watch it.
Yeah, it was sort of one of those situations, but I've always remembered it. So anyway, we like to do that. Then sometimes we get out an acoustic guitar and have a song.
Now and again, you know, like,
we're on the road, we're playing live, this is the life that we have chosen. Something like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the minstrels have come to town, come to entertain you, so come and gather round.
And that.
We are the crying clowns. No.
We're crying on the outside as well as the inside.
Yeah, that's what makes us stand out from other acts.
What was I going to say? I don't know. We're here. That's what we do. I was going to say that. It's another topic we can throw out there. If you've seen God, get in touch.
Oh, yeah.
And let us know.
New section of the show. Yeah, have you seen God? If so,
was he, she a fire?
If so, what the fuck did he look like?
What form did it take?
Yeah, and then we can find out for real. Now, there are no rights and wrongs, because we accept that God, being all powerful, is probably a shapeshifter.
Well, I'm actually so, yeah. That's a standard.
He's capable of appearing in all sorts of different forms, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So you might have seen him as a big old fella, muscular, with a long white beard, floating in the sky in a robe. You might have seen him as a fire.
Muscular, to be fair. I've never noticed that before. Ah,
but hang on. On the... Sistine Chapel.
Right.
Right. Where he's reaching out and touching the hand of Adam, I believe. Yeah. I'm pretty sure God's quite buff.
I'm going to have a look up. I've got my phone.
If you were God, of course you'd be fucking buff, mate. You know what it's like.
You'd make yourself buff, wouldn't you? Because you've got the ability to do that.
When you're sitting in front of the telly eating your peanuts, right?
You know, God's got the ability to do anything. He's going to make himself look like Eddie Large, isn't
he? That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, when me, a mortal, not God, I'm sat there eating my peanuts in front of the box, and I'll look down and see my tummy looking quite fat, and I'll think, fucking hell, I've got to do something about this. Oh, maybe like tomorrow I'll go for a run and do some sit-ups or something like that. And I'll try and knock the old sugar on the head for a few weeks, right? If I was God, I'd just think, fucking hell, thou shalt give myself
a six-pack.
A buff fucking rig-out body. Bang! There you go.
I had it there, it's gone. I'm looking at it and he's not... He's an old fella, so he's got the body of an old fella, but at the same time...
Have you ever seen those videos of that really buff Italian old fella who's like a silver fox, and he's always posting videos of himself in speedos, like disco dancing with sexy ladies, but he's clearly about 70, but he is absolutely ripped.
Is this a fictional character or a real man?
No, maybe I've dreamt it up.
So he's got carrying a bit of weight there.
Oh, hasn't he? But look at his arms, mate. They're guns. They're fucking guns.
Yeah, I guess so.
Right. Coming soon. The God Diet.
Who's that? He's got his arm round to his left.
His mates.
Just his mates.
Bunch of lads. Good bunch of lads. Great bunch of lads.
Me and the lads there.
Great bunch of lads.
We were going to do the God podcast, weren't we?
Yeah.
I think this is what it's
doing. It was God and Jesus, but he should release the God Diet. Right. Yeah. See how I, God, went from out of shape.
Went from zero to hero.
Out of shape. 10 million year old fat cunt. Right, to Boffa's Fox, Silver Fox, in just 6 weeks after Christmas, which is obviously a busy time for me.
Yeah, I've got a lot on.
I was feeling dead out of shape. Yeah. I hadn't been able to get to the gym, and I'd been eating nout but fucking just Brazils and stuffing, right? I caught myself in the mirror on New Year's Day, and I was depressed, I'll be honest.
Something needs to change here.
I thought, I was fucking depressed. It's getting me down now. I can't keep turning like... So I thought, something's got to change. And that was when I fucking started it. The God Diet. Look at me now, just 6 weeks later. And you can do the same. And you don't... And there's none of my magic tricks involved. I know what you're thinking. I use no magic.
Well, a little bit of magic.
There was a little bit of magic, right? But a lot of it is just sensible eating, right? Plenty of naps.
Yeah, lots of exercise.
Very important.
So strenuous, just some walks.
Just a little bit every day. Very important to stay hydrated, right? I cannot stress that enough. Drink water throughout the day, right? I carry a bottle of it around with myself, right?
Always tell if you need hydrating because your lips, your lips will go dry.
They'll start to dry out. A bit. And that's like your body's way of telling you, hey, have a little sip of water. Go on. Right, and then I'll do things like, even when I'm sat at my desk doing some admin, right?
Because January's self-assessment month, so
huge amount of admin. My tax return.
I usually wait till the last fucking day before I do it. I know I shouldn't. Every year, I tell myself I'm not going to do that, but I do.
I'm scrabbling around for my fucking receipts like a cunt. But when I'm sitting there filling in the old spreadsheet on the Excel document, I am able to just simply tense and then release my abdominal muscles, and no one else in the office knows I'm doing it. But even that, you can gain rewards from. You might do that for 5 minutes, right? And it will build the strength in your core.
Yeah.
And it, of course, it's all about your core.
That's what it is. Everything comes from that.
All comes from the core. Yeah. So there you go. You can follow me on Instagram at God I've got a book coming out. It's going to be, I'm hoping, fingers crossed, it's going to be chosen in Richard and Judy's book club.
I'm going in to do the audio book recordings next week in a nice studio in Soho. So that'll be good. Get out of the house for a while.
Yeah.
Good times.
And you know, who knows what else
it
could
be. You might catch me at the Hay Book Festival.
I'm hoping.
In the summer.
We could turn it into a TV show, or at least I might get a guest appearance on that thing that Jamie Oliver and his mate does on a Friday night. What's it called? Jamie and Jimmy.
Yeah.
Nice couple of lads.
I'll try and do the podcast route as well. I'll get on a few of the podcasts of the big stars, the Richard Herrings and the Adam Buxtons.
I'm really keen to go on Fern Cotton's Happy Place, because she is a nice girl. I used to think she was just full of shite, that one, right? But she's got older. She's become much more in touch with spiritual side, which is the sort of stuff that I am dead into,
as you can imagine, right?
And, you know, like everyone, everyone's got mental health. That's what I always tell Jesus. He's fucking banging on about it like it's some new invention. Oh, my mental health's been suffering, Dad. I go, listen, everyone's got mental health. You've got to have mental health. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Even me, you cunt, right? And all the shit I've been through, all the trouble I've had with the devil and the tax man, right? And we've all got mental health. We all have our ups and downs.
Yeah.
And sometimes it helps to listen to things like Fern Cotton's Happy Place. And so I'm desperate to go on that.
Yeah. If you're listening, Fern, get in touch.
Now, I wonder if the Peter Crouch podcast has guests on. Because usually it's just him and his mates, you know. But it'd be great if I got a little guest slot on that.
Maybe
it's
a one-off. Maybe I'll pull a few strings. What will we being God on that?
I'll try. I did have a way in with Tony Hall, who was the boss, but he's just stepped down. So I don't know if that's burnt. That's a problem for me.
Is there an interim boss there now, or someone's coming in a month or so?
It's a problem vis-a-vis the BBC.
Because I don't have an agent as such. I generally do my own deals. So,
I've got a lawyer, and sometimes he will, at the last minute, deal with, crossing the T's, dotting the I's on any contract.
But generally, you find that being God, it carries a lot of weight when you're negotiating.
I've got my own network, if you will. You know, I've got my own network of contacts. I hear things. I hear a lot of things. Well, I mean, it's like the old cliche. It's true. I am all-knowing. I am literally omnipotent. So if anyone's dreaming up a new TV format, for instance, whether it be at Netflix or Channel 4, I'm usually the first to know about it. Sometimes I'm the cunt who's planted the fucking thought in their head. Get your head round that. I know about things before they've even happened. Fucking hell. As you can tell, it's confusing being me. But like I say, the God's diet plan coming soon to Waterstones and all other good bookshops.
There we are. We'll take a break here because we've got to go on stage in 5 minutes and we're giving away all our best material. Quickly, the predictions over the weekend.
We should do God in the next live show.
Yeah, if we haven't been fucking... The 3 points for results, spot of the weekend, 2 points for me, 1 point for you, Sam. It was pretty pathetic, really, all round.
Poor.
I don't know what to say.
We both predicted West Ham to win. That was a mistake.
All three of us predicted Liverpool to beat Southampton. So that's 1 point each. The rest of it was a shambles.
And we predicted Sunderland to win.
Yeah.
They didn't win. Yeah, we predicted West Ham to win. They didn't win.
Didn't win. Oh, so there we are, that's that. You're now on 108, I'm on 117. Results, spot on 94. It's nicely teed up. All to play for.
For the running.
Yeah, we'll take a little break now. We're going to go on stage here at 2 North Down and entertain the punters, the cunters, anyone else that turns up.
And any other fucker who stumbles by.
And then we'll come back and we'll talk about it afterwards.
TTFM for now, dickheads.
Jalapeño.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
Here we are. We've just come off stage. Mm. But more importantly than that, we have just thought we were recording for, what, 10 minutes?
No, it was about six, but it was good stuff.
6 minutes.
And now we're on in 11 minutes, so we're going to have to get this wrapped
up. All right,
up really quick.
So I forgot to...
press the button.
Press the button.
Yeah.
And record
Simple
what we
that.
Just did. It was great. But we were talking about the show. We've just finished our 7 o'clock show here at 2 North Down in London.
Yeah.
It was packed out. It was full up. To the rafters, you might say.
They were literally swinging from the rafters.
But I wasn't happy with the atmosphere, despite the numbers.
Right.
I was happy with the quantity, and ultimately, all that really matters is the money in our pocket.
Yeah, are you labelling or levelling an accusation at the audience that we've just had?
Lackluster. But you,
really?
You said to them that we had just gone through the motions. So
I did say that at the end. Yeah, maybe it was. Maybe we've done this show too many times now.
Do you feel like we were bored and were yawning our way? We phoned it in.
I don't know. Maybe we did. I'd give us a 7 out of 10 for that.
I feel like... When
if you did see it and you really enjoyed it, then I don't know, maybe I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Sometimes you go to cities, right, in other parts of the UK, particularly in the north, yeah, maybe, and people are fucking up for it, right, and you come out and say, everyone's like, fucking have it, come on, I fucking have it, right? And
the northerners there.
Yeah, and when you get to London, it's a bit like, yeah, come on, impress me.
Yeah, Sunday.
I'm busy, I could be anywhere.
Yeah, I don't need to be here, the BAFTAs are on later on.
I'm interested in coming and experience the medium of humour.
Yep.
Comedy,
I've
comedia.
I've recently been getting into the podcasts.
I love podcasts.
Tickets are quite affordable for London, so I thought, why not give them a go?
Give it a little go.
I love BAFTAs for nine.
What I'm really into at the moment, what I'm into is podcasts.
Mm.
I talk about them, about them.
Yeah, I subscribe to them, download some of them. I've listened to a few as well.
Only the other day, I tweeted about a little podcast I'd heard of by a great bunch of guys called My Dad Wrote a Porno. Imagine your pops writing a porno.
It's cringe humour, isn't it?
Oh,
cringe humour.
Cringe city.
Yeah.
Right, so they talk about it. They don't care. I mean, it's pretty out there stuff. And I tweeted about that, and I had three likes. I think I had four, and then someone unliked.
Oh,
I don't know who that was.
A mistaken like, do you think?
I think it might have, sometimes your hand
accidental
slips.
Like,
but anyway, just goes to show I'm quite the influencer.
When I'm scrolling through the Instagram history of women I'm attracted to, sometimes you'll accidentally like one from maybe 2013, and then, you know, the whole gig's up, and you've got to just fucking block them.
It's a really, really quickly unlike.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just love to talk about podcasts to people.
Yeah.
I love to ask people for their recommendations too.
So
I don't listen to them because I'm busy, but, you know, I like to be out there thinking about it.
There's a whole group of us in the office, and we call ourselves the Podcats,
right,
which is a little name that we took from Adam Buxton's podcast.
Funny stuff.
We get together at lunchtime and exchange ideas and
I'm not saying that the audience in London were like this
caricature
we've just done.
Like that.
They were all right. They just weren't as crazy as some of the crowds. And I think maybe in some ways you've turned me against my own people. You've convinced me over time. You've made me become a self-hating Londoner who is...
Is that actually a thing?
Yeah, you get that. You can get that.
Do you?
I think it's what I'm in danger of becoming, which
right.
I feel ashamed about. But, you know...
Maybe you should go around and do some podcasts in parts of London that are genuine London and get your mojo back or something like that. Obviously, I don't want to get involved because...
Might go and like do a podcast in somewhere like Croydon. I think Croydon's Surrey.
Proper London, is
no,
it?
I think that's Surrey.
Surrey.
Yeah. Anyway, anything south of the river's Millwall territory, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's about different districts of London. I just think it's a cultural attitude. And all I'm saying is, 7 o'clock is in London on Sunday night, February 2nd. Try harder. You know, if you're enjoying it,
you
tell your fucking faces.
There.
Yeah?
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
No, but seriously, thanks a lot, everyone who supports the show.
We've already started writing the next one, haven't we?
We have, yeah. It's going to be better.
Yeah.
That'll be coming in autumn, probably. Football this weekend. We watched both our games. We had a nice little pop-up rig backstage at the stand in Edinburgh, didn't we?
Good Wi-Fi.
I was watching... We were sat next to each other. You were watching Sunderland
losing
against
Portsmouth.
And I was watching West Ham Brighton.
Yeah.
And
chucking
it was lovely.
Away.
And in fact, chucking away a 3-1
lead. It was lovely, yeah.
It was a good setup.
Nice,
it was a good setup we had, wasn't it? In fact, he was gutting when the show had to start. Because I was just enjoying watching the football on the laptop.
You were waiting for a final score to come on so you can watch all of that as well.
Yeah, but no, West Ham have absolutely fucking thrown that away.
Now, we should say at this point, Edinburgh was a really good crowd as well.
It was brilliant. They were great in Edinburgh, and it was only 5 o'clock, but they'll party any time, those guys, right? But it was really good, and it was actually nice. It took my mind off the fact that West Ham had been 3-1 up.
Do you want
to... cruising towards... 3-1 victory.
Do you want to talk about your accommodation in Edinburgh?
Logistically, I
had it sorted because I was out of the venue within 5 minutes. I was on a train 15 minutes later and I was back in my rig in front of the telly with a beer and some chicken selects from McDonald's at... It was about 2 hours 30 minutes after I come off stage.
I noticed during the show, because I was aware that you had a train to catch at 6:30 and we were due off stage at 6, I did notice at times that you were... I felt as if you were hurrying it up a bit because you had a train to catch, which I just think's unfair on the ticket paying audience. I don't know, but I'm telling them now. If you didn't notice, right, there were some really good bits that we could have done, but Andy was like, no, fuck that. Okay, time's ticking away. I've got to get to Edinburgh Waverley.
And then I run out on the stage and gather all the stuff together when people were still leaving the auditorium. And I was in such a panic to get it all in the bag and everything, you know, props bag, that a fella asked me for a photo, and he said the word photo 3 times, and I didn't know what he was saying.
Fuck off. I've got a fucking train to catch. Fuck your photo.
Send us one of yourself and I'll Photoshop you selling. I'll be smiling.
I've said before, Andy is not... I mean, he does like meeting cunters, but he's not falling over himself to get attention.
Let's just say I don't walk out into the auditorium 90 seconds after the show's ended and just throw my arms wide and shout, darlings!
But the thing, how was it, like, darling? Like, dabbing the sweat from my brow with a towel.
Like some people.
The worst thing, your worst nightmare came true after this first show at 2 North Down tonight, though. We walked off stage and we were supposed to, you know, what we like to do is like run straight up the stairs back into our dressing room to maintain a certain mystique.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the door was locked.
Out, Spinal Tap style.
We were locked out. It was very light Spinal Tap. And then we sort of got caught in a very small section between two doors and there was no escape. And all of the audience started coming out and we were trapped and had to shake every single person's hand one by one.
Yeah. It was nice though.
It's not ideal. Have you washed your hands?
In the era of coronavirus. No, I haven't actually.
I did a bit of research into the old coronavirus on Friday.
What's that then?
It's all right. It's all going to be okay.
Yeah, I thought it would be. That's about... Do you want to quickly tell us about...
It's just the fucking flu. That's all it fucking is.
Listen, we're on stage again in a couple of minutes. Okay. Voice has just gone. Do you want to quickly tell us about your rig in Edinburgh?
It's called Yotel. Mm-hmm. We're giving them free advertising now. I hope they'll fucking pay us, but I'm just doing it because
it's
amazing.
Worth it?
It's called Yotel. It is amazing. I spoke very highly of the Premier Inn... What was that called now? Premier Inn Pod that I stayed at in Cardiff. Zip.
The Zip.
And that was great, a little cabin. But I've got to say, the Yotel... even better.
Yeah.
Right? They call them cabins. Everything is like just your toilet. It sounds gross, but your toilet, your shower, your sink, and your bed and everything are all in this small space. But there's enough division for it not to be gross. But the best thing about it is, there's loads of great things about it. The best thing about it is, in order to save space, the bed, which is a double bed, is like a hospital bed. There's an electronic, there's a button on the side. And you press the arrow, and it goes right up. It's like the relaxo chair my mum's got in her rig, right?
Nice.
And it turns almost into sofa shape.
Really?
So you sit up sofa shape watching the TV, which is mounted on the wall.
Yeah.
And then when it got to bedtime, I simply pressed the button, remained in the same position,
and
it flattened
down.
Out fully, and then I just switched the light off. TTFN, dickhead. That was it. Brilliant. I said TTFN dickhead to no one, to the sleep gods.
We're now being called to the stage, Sam, so we're going to end this episode right now.
All right, well, that's
thanks for listening. There you are, TTFN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.